Chapter 8. A Vacation in Europe. Morris walked home, thinking that he had a difficult decision to make. If he married Catherine without her father's approval, they would lose Dr. Sloper's money and only have $10,000 a year. This was still quite a lot of money, but he would prefer more. At the same time, Catherine was thinking about Morris. She was very honest, and the idea that he was not honest never entered her head. Her life at this time was very unhappy. Her father never looked at her and never spoke to her. She felt bad because she was making him unhappy, but she did not know the truth. Dr. Sloper was quite enjoying this time. These little problems made life interesting for him. At last, Catherine went to see her father. He waited for her to speak. "I have seen Morris again. I think that I'll marry him soon. And until that happens, I'll see him quite often, about once a week." Dr. Sloper looked at her coldly from head to foot. He said sarcastically, "Why don't you see him 3 times a day? She did not answer his question, but turned away and started to cry. Then she said again, "We'll marry soon." "I don't care," he answered.
"Oh, Father!
Why don't you postpone it for 6 months? I'll take you to Europe." Catherine blushed because she was pleased that her father still wanted to be with her after his angry words. She knew that he wanted to take her away from her lover, and really she wanted to stay here in Washington Square. But she said, "That would be lovely." She hesitated, and then added, "Father, I sometimes think that I shouldn't live in your house if I don't do what you want. It isn't right. I'm still engaged to Morris, so I shouldn't live here." How did she think of that? "She's cleverer than I thought," Dr. Sloper decided. "Is that Mr. Townsend's idea?" he asked.
"No, Father, it's mine."
Dr. Sloper looked at her annoyed and said, "I don't like that idea. Let's not talk about it." When Catherine told her Aunt Lavinia about the vacation, she said sadly, "Of course, I'm not invited. And you know that your father wants you to forget Morris in Europe, don't you? That's why he's taking you." Catherine was surprised. "Then I should tell him now that I won't ever forget Morris."
"No, no, dear," said her aunt, smiling. "Enjoy the vacation first, and then tell your father."
After her father's cold words, Catherine was, for the first time in her life, a little angry with him. She thought, "If Father doesn't listen seriously to my idea of leaving Washington Square, then maybe I can do what I want." And what did she want to do? She wanted to see Morris. So she did. They took a long walk together. "You'll see lots of beautiful and exciting things in Europe. Are you excited?" he said.
"Not at all," Catherine answered.
What a boring woman, Morris thought.
"Father thinks that I'll forget you."
"And maybe you will," replied Morris.
"Don't say that. Poor Father will be disappointed when I don't forget you." Don't worry about that. You're going to see Europe.
But I shouldn't lie to him. I already know that I won't forget you, so I shouldn't go, said Catherine sadly.
Don't forget. He's lying to you, too, replied her lover cleverly. He hasn't told you that he wants you to forget me. You must go, he added. It will show him that we will wait. When you're in Europe, wait for the right time and then talk to him about us. If you say the right words at the right time, I know that you can change his mind.
Soon after that, Dr. Sloper and his daughter went to Europe. Dr. Sloper enjoyed himself very much, so they stayed for 12 months, not 6. Aunt Lavinia was also enjoying herself. She lived at Washington Square alone and invited Morris to the house often.
Go into my brother's library and sit down in his big, comfortable chair, she told him. I'll bring you his expensive wines to drink. He'll never know.
Aunt Elizabeth told her sister one day that she did not approve of this.
Our brother doesn't like Morris, so you shouldn't invite him to the house all the time.
Oh, it doesn't matter, answered Aunt Lavinia.
She smiled and added, He'll be a lovely husband for Catherine.
It's better to be a good husband, answered Aunt Elizabeth sensibly. If he marries her and she gets Austin's money, maybe they'll be happy. Mr. Townsend is very lazy, but he's also clever and charming. But if they don't get Austin's money, he'll be disappointed and he'll hate Catherine.
Aunt Lavinia did not answer.
Morris is an intelligent, handsome man, she thought. He should get my brother's money and be able to enjoy it.
During the first 6 months in Europe, Dr. Sloper and Catherine never spoke of Morris. Catherine read her lover's secret letters without telling her father. She was still a little angry with him, so she did not feel bad about it. One day, at the end of summer, they visited some mountains. They went up a mountain in their carriage and then climbed a little way until they were alone. Suddenly, her father said to her,
Have you given him up?
Catherine was surprised.
No, father.
He looked at her for a long time without speaking. Then he said,
Does he write to you?
Yes, about twice a month.
Dr. Sloper looked across at the mountains.
I'm very angry.
Was he trying to make her feel frightened? They were far from other people, and he had very strong feelings. But she was also still angry with him. At last, she answered coldly,
I'm sorry.
I'm not a very good man, he continued, and you're making me very angry.
Was it his plan to bring me to this quiet place? Catherine thought. Does he want to make me frightened so I do what he wants?
She stepped back, away from him.
Why are you saying this now? She asked.
I've been angry for 6 months, but this seemed a good place to tell you my feelings honestly. We are alone.
Yes, it's very quiet, said Catherine, looking around her.
Dr. Sloper looked around him, too.
Would you like to be left to die all alone in a place like this?
What do you mean? She cried.
That's what he will do to you. He'll leave you and you'll be all alone.
That's not true, Father, she shouted.
He shook his head slowly. You don't believe it, but it is true. Come back to the carriage.
They sat in the carriage silently, and Catherine's heart beat very fast. I just spoke angrily to my father for the first time in my life, she thought. But it's normal for a father to worry about his child. He hasn't spoken to me about Morris for 6 months, but he must be thinking about him. I can't blame him if he needed to speak about him at last.
Dr. Sloper waited another 6 months before he talked to her about Morris again. On the last night of their vacation, he asked, What will you do when we arrive home?
I think that I will marry Mr. Townsend.
All right, her father said. But please tell me before you marry. 3 days before is enough. I want to know when I'm going to lose my only child.
Oh, Father, you won't lose me, said Catherine, nearly crying. He only replied,
Go to bed now. We have a long journey tomorrow.